A second guilty plea brings to a close a 2017 murder case that happened near the Sugar Grove Nature Center at Funk's Grove.
Matt had a very good chance of getting a not guilty at trial. However, that's a risk that it wasn't worth taking.
That's defense attorney Allison Mata. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for GLT's The Leadoff comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are also willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.
It's Tuesday, July 30th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with the latest development in a 2017 murder that happened just southwest of Bloomington Normal. A Peoria area man pleaded guilty yesterday for his role in that murder of his friend's mother, whose bloodied body was found near the Sugar Grove Nature Center. 24-year-old Matthew Isbell from Marquette Heights pleaded guilty to second-degree murder and was sentenced to 12 years in prison. With time served, he could be out in just over 3 years. Isbell's attorney, Allison Mata, says he had a chance for a not guilty verdict on more serious first-degree murder charges if the case had gone to trial.
However, that's a risk that it wasn't worth taking in light of the negotiated plea we were able to work out, so we are very satisfied with that plea.
Prosecutors claim that Isbell knew his friend, Christine Rausch, planned to kill her mother, Teresa Pullman. Rausch stabbed Pullman to death, and she and Isbell worked together to cover up the murder. Rausch pleaded guilty to first-degree murder shortly after her arrest and is now serving a 40-year prison sentence. Prosecutor Brad Rigdon praised the Sheriff's Department investigation that yielded two guilty pleas with help from Isbell himself.
What we believe to be the value of the cooperation he provided with the detectives, and that his information was essential to the successful prosecution of Christine Rausch for the first-degree murder.
Isbell asked for release time before his prison sentence begins so he could spend time with his mother, who Allison Mata says has terminal cancer and is likely to not live long enough to see her son released from prison.
We were asking the court to give any amount of time. We'd started with a week, but had made clear that any amount of time that he could spend with her.
Judge Casey Costigan denied that request. Here are some of the other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. Fire in a two-story apartment building in Normal yesterday caused heavy heat and smoke damage to a first-floor unit, but otherwise caused no injuries. The Normal Fire Department is still working on a cause of the blaze at 1008 Morgan Street. A new state law is removing one more barrier for sexual assault survivors to report what happened to them. The new law means police no longer have to arrest a victim if they talk to them at the hospital and find out they have outstanding warrants. And both ISU basketball teams will be traveling to Italy soon in preparation for the upcoming season. Both teams will play three exhibition games over 11 days and take in some of the sites, including the Vatican Museum, Sistine Chapel, and the Roman Colosseum. You can find those stories and more at WGLT.org. A university like Illinois State has a ton of competing priorities. Tuition needs to stay affordable, but facilities need to be nice and faculty need to be well paid. Dorm food needs to be good, but meal plans can't cost too much. So where does sustainability fit into that equation? I spoke with ISU's new sustainability chief, Elizabeth Reed, about her pitch to campus. We started by talking about the Town of Normal's new multifamily recycling ordinance, which goes into effect Thursday. It requires all landlords to offer recycling as an option to their residents or face $100-a-day fines.
This was really a great initiative by our students and obviously our community. But, I really try to encourage our college students to think about themselves not just as they're here for college, but they're citizens here in the Town of Normal. And so it's really exciting to see, when they're engaged and involved in certain topics. And this was a great example of that. So the Student Sustainability Committee, which is an external committee on student government, was a real integral part in getting this going, really being voices for the rest of their students and being advocates for this off-campus recycling. So it's really exciting that they, really they're seeing the reality of that happening. Yeah. Even if they already graduated, they might be gone, but they still made an impact on our community.
So as we're several weeks here from the start of the fall semester, what kind of education and outreach do you think ISU will have to do to help make this thing go smoothly and educate students about what you can recycle, what you can't?
Yeah, sure. I think the students are really receptive to this, so I hope that they will be, you know, active with recycling already. They probably grew up with recycling, maybe where they can't, you know, where they were living before, and so hopefully they have it in the dorms. So hopefully it'll be a good transition into any apartment complexes that they're living in. But we will have a group of interns working in the Office of Sustainability this fall, and one of their goals will be as ambassadors to their peers to educate them on what goes in certain bins and to make sure that they are actually recycling as well, going to some of the different apartment complexes, going to some of the sorority and fraternity houses and being in on, you know, their chapter meetings and that type of thing, and really encouraging everyone just to be aware of what they're consuming and where it should go.
One of the big unknowns back when this thing passed a year ago was how much it was going to cost. You know, what landlords and apartment companies were going to have to pay to get their haulers to actually pick up the recycling too. And then what would happen to that cost? Like, would landlords pass that straight along to the tenants, or were they going to eat some of it? How it was going to work, right? And
yeah,
a lot of it comes down to, like, how much do students value recycling? Like, what does it mean to them to have that option? What is your sense from talking to students in various roles throughout the years? What is your sense of how much something like this will be valued?
Yeah, I think recycling is just, it's absolutely necessary. It's not, it's something that they've been asking for years. Before this, taking on this role, I taught at ISU for 11 years, and all the time in my classes I heard, what can we do about getting recycling in the apartments? What can we do about getting, recycling? So this is definitely something that they want. Really, it's antiquated that we didn't have it before, and so it is time that we have it, and the next step is really compost. So this is going to, I got an email just today about asking about compost, in not just in our town, but in on campus as well. So on to the next thing.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. I'm speaking with Elizabeth Reed, who last month became program director for Illinois State University's Office of Sustainability. So, Elizabeth, what are your top priorities as you move into this this new position?
Yeah, there I have lots of ideas and goals, but really what I want to do right now is just collect as much information as I can from our campus, learning from all of the different faculty, staff, and students, how they define sustainability, and then moving forward what they would like, you know, different projects to be on campus. So I will be putting out a survey this fall for our campus community, so that way we can collect some of that information. And then we will put that into a strategic plan so we can really have a clear mission and some goals that we'd like to move forward. But as I mentioned, composting is a really big one. That is one that I hear a lot in different meetings. We compost on the back end at our dining halls, but I'm hearing from a lot of students that they would like to have compost in other areas on campus, with takeout containers and things like that from the dining halls. Those are actually compostable, but we don't really have any place to put them. So they just go into the landfill or by mistake into recycling. So that's something we'd like to investigate further and see about how we can have some compost bins on campus.
You can hear more of this interview with ISU's new sustainability program director, Elizabeth Reed, later today at noon and 6 p.m. on WGLT's Sound Ideas. Before we let you go, Normal Parks and Rec is hosting a public meeting tonight at 6 at the Community Activity Center to bring people up to speed on plans to redesign the Maxwell Disc Golf Court. The town recently got a grant to hire Disc Golf Park to redevelop that course. Thanks for listening to The Leadoff. Support for this podcast comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are also willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.